You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
Hi, new 103.7. Who is this?
Teresa Watson.
Teresa, we have Kid Rock tickets for you. All you have to do is survive a game called Believe It or Not. Think you can handle it?
I'll try.
Teresa, the way this works, we got four facts. We're only going to ask you to get three of them right. These four facts, you can either believe it, meaning it's true, or not, meaning it's not true, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Prior to World War II, when guards were posted at the fence, anyone could wander right up to the front door of the White House.
Believe it or not?
Believe it.
Correct.
That is true.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. The average person sheds all of their eyelashes every 1 to 2 years. Believe it or not?
Believe it.
No, it's every 3 to 5 months. All right, no pressure. No pressure on you, Teresa. You got to get these last two right, okay?
Okay.
All right, Teresa. From the 1850s to the 1880s, the most common reason for death among cowboys in the American West was being dragged by a horse while caught in the stirrups.
Believe it or not?
I believe it.
That is right. That's not a good way to go.
No, that's not. Teresa, no pun intended, but ride or die on this last question. Bill Gates, his first job was at a McDonald's. Believe it or not?
Not.
I'm sorry, there was something wrong with your phone line. What'd you say?
Believe it.
Believe it! Absolutely. It is hard to believe Bill Gates started that way.
Absolutely.
It is true. Well, congratulations, Teresa. We have a pair of these tickets for Kid Rock Greatest Show on Earth Tour Saturday, February 10th at the Spectrum Center.
That's good.
Can you imagine a manager's meeting at that McDonald's? Manager looks at the assistant manager and says, what do you think about the Gates kid over there over
he's not
there
going
on fries?
Anywhere.
I don't know, that little pimply kid. I don't think he has a lot going for him. May have to demote him from fries to drinks.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Don't know if you've been following this story about Kentucky Senator Rand Paul.
It is so bizarre.
It came out that he got in a fight with his neighbor. Later, turns out the neighbor kind of jumped him. But anyway, he's got 6 broken ribs, a buildup of fluid around his lungs.
Yeah.
He's been in the hospital since Saturday.
Yeah, it was a serious injury.
The dispute between Rand Paul and his neighbor, and you saw the aerial shots of the house. They're exactly living in squalor in Kentucky.
This guy was a retired anesthesiologist or something, and I mean, the homes were just huge. And it's not like they were right next to each other. They have some space between them, so I don't know why they were fighting over this
Is what makes it the most interesting. This was over a dispute of whose land was whose between the house.
I think they've been kind of bickering for a long, long time over this.
I mean, it is absolutely incredible. Now, neither one of them has come out and said exactly what it was about. In fact, the neighbor said it was a very regrettable dispute between two neighbors over a matter that most people would regard as trivial.
Yeah.
Quit mowing my yard! Yeah, That's my yard right there!
I think it was something about, you know, Paul's lawn was not kept well or something. I don't know. And he does his own yard work, I guess.
Crazy. I'm not a good neighbor, but it's not because I do anything to my neighbors. It's because I don't really know them.
We just kind of hole up in the house.
Yeah, our schedules are just so weird with our neighbors that we're never there at the same times. And
we kind of wave when we see them walking the dog.
Yeah, we're polite, but you know, other than that,
they're nice folks. I'm sure.
I'm sure, but not really involved with them. So I guess that would make us bad neighbors. But we've never feuded with a neighbor, have we?
No.
I don't even think we've come close to feuding with a neighbor. Now, my mom, on the other hand, feuded with a neighbor or two.
I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of that.
Yeah, you know, but that's a whole other story. 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. What have you feuded with a neighbor about? And I don't want something serious. What stupid, like they're fighting over you cut my grass, okay?
It has to be something dumb.
Yeah. What is the dumb thing, the trivial thing that you have feuded with a neighbor about?
Are you still talking about what you feuded with a neighbor about?
Yes.
Okay, so a few years ago, we had a windstorm, and a few of my shingles blew off my house and hit the siding of my neighbor's house and left some black marks. And they decided that, because of that, that it was my responsibility to scrub their wall because of a windstorm.
So how did y'all resolve it?
I told them to deal with it, and I ignored them.
And that worked?
I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, it's my house. So they can't press charges or anything like that.
Well, then he could act like Rand Paul's neighbor and come over and kick you in the ribs.
Yeah, nope. He just a lot of dirty looks every now and then.
Can live with that.
Yeah, I just refer to that as the state of my marriage.
Hey, I was calling about this evening with your neighbor.
Yes.
So we had a neighbor, and granted, y'all, we used to live on a country club, like on a golf course, and these were huge, nice houses. These people had a little girl. She was probably 7. She used to come over to our house all the time to play with my little sister, who was probably 8, 9 years old. And she had a trampoline, and the little girl slipped up and told us that her mom watched us with a pair of binoculars. And that was a very, very big feud between my mom and dad and my neighbors. And we ended up putting a pool house up between our two houses, so they couldn't see us anymore. And they built this is where it gets weird. They built a barbecue, like, out of brick and cement, and it was really nice. They put, like, a little balcony on it and put steps up where they could stand up on it and basically still see us in our backyard.
How weird.
It became a battle of construction.
I know, trust me.
That was like the Peeping Tom neighbors. Weird.
Yeah, we moved.
How about the one percenter feud? I'll see your pool house.
And I'll raise you a barbecue with a balcony.
My elaborate barbecue.
Okay, so you just asked something about neighbors feuding with each other.
Over dumb stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I've never called in on something like this, but I had a neighbor who used to throw food outside, and I had a dog, so deliberately make my dog eat food and get him sick.
That is so bizarre that why was she wanting your dog to get sick?
She didn't like my dog because it barked. So we were like 3 apartments in one house, and she would just throw stuff out her door, and I was like, there's a garbage can. Why are you throwing food out in the area where my dog goes out to go to the bathroom? And she would constantly throw stuff out, and then we had it out, like, all out when she threw an entire ham and ham bone out.
That crossed the line.
Hi, are you doing the neighbor feuding call still?
Yes. What are you feuding with your neighbors about?
This was years ago, and this was my husband's fault. The neighbor's kitten kept running in our house. We had a pizza delivered. The Domino's pizza guy said, oh, what a cute kitten. My husband said, oh, you can have it. So he took the neighbor's kitten.
Wait, that's not even my favorite cat feud story.
My grandmother actually has been in a 7-year feud with her neighbor over who the stray cat loves more.
Now this is what I like.
Wow. Well, pretty soon it's not going to be an issue. I mean, the cat's not going to live forever.
I was a kitten when they started taking care of it, but they both feed it. They both let it in their house. They both treat it like a cat. They both put collars on it, and the other one takes the collar off. They've been feuding over this cat for like 7 years. It's a stray.
This all got started. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, if you hadn't seen the story, and his neighbor have been in a feud over property line, basically. Like, you took your lawnmower and mowed 6 inches into my property. And both these guys live like the Sultan of Brunei in Kentucky. Okay?
Huge estates.
Huge estates. Like, really? This is what you're going to feud over? Well, the neighbor attacked Rand Paul the other day, kicked him in the ribs, broke 6 ribs, and he's got all sorts of other problems. Feuding with the neighbors. Really? Hi.
Yes, I was calling in about the neighbor feuding.
Yes.
My next-door neighbor has been calling the cops on me because he says my dog is peeing on his car. Well, my dog is a female.
So that would be a real trick.
Yes. Plus, she's in my yard with an electric fence that goes around underneath the yard, you know? And I have no idea why he thinks it's me and my dog.
You don't perhaps have a husband or a boyfriend that might have actually peed on the car.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
I think that's a very practical question.
You have to explore all possibilities before you rule anything out. 5 million of these are made each day. What is it?
5 million of these are made each day. What are we talking about here? Once again, the hunt is on. Looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Yeah, I just want to try to answer the question.
Yeah, 5 million of these are made each day. What?
Coat hangers.
I think those things aren't made. I think they breed. Because they just seem to multiply like rabbits in a closet. No, that's not it.
I'm going to say toothpicks.
Toothpicks.
If you ask my ex, she'd say mistakes.
Hi, I'm calling to see if I'm the smartest person in the QC.
5 million of these are made each day. What are we talking about?
Prescription drugs.
But don't you love when they call in and they're very confident with their answer?
Yeah, well, you're pretty sure about that. Yeah. Sounded good.
Yeah, but not it. Thanks.
Hey, is this the Charlie Debbie show?
Yes, it is.
All right, can I make a guess for the 4 million?
No, it's the smartest person in the QC. The 4 million things made each day.
Yes.
All right, ready?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it's red Solo cups.
Donuts.
That's a very pleasant thought, though.
Oh, can't you? You know, I could stand there and just watch them come off the assembly line at Krispy Kreme.
Absolutely.
All day. Thanks.
Yeah, I got an answer for the question.
No, sir. 5 million of these are made each day. What?
Q-tips.
No, not it. Although Q-tips tend to end up on a school supply list with these. Often. Smartest person in the QC?
Is it pencils?
Not pencil. But you're really, really, really close.
Hey, I think I got an answer to your question.
5 million of these made each day. What?
Pencil erasers.
Again, you're right there.
I'm calling for the smartest person in the QC.
5 million of these made each day. What?
Crayolas.
All right.
And I always loved, Debbie, was it a 64-pack that had the sharpener?
Sharpener built in. I loved
it. The sharpener on the back. Yeah, boy.
Love.
That's the best kind.
Abso-frickin-lutely. Who is this?
This is Myra.
Step into the spotlight. Tell us what we need to hear.
My name is Myra, and I'm the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7. This is Other News.
Brought to you by KFC. Get the classic fried chicken taste with a $10 chicken share. KFC, it's still finger-licking good.
An Egyptian man was recently shot during his bachelor party.
Wow, that is unlucky.
You don't know how unlucky it is. The New York Post claims he and his friends were partying when one of them fired a gun in celebration of his upcoming wedding. All right, now I can see, you know, loud music, everybody's going, fire a gun in the... I mean, I can see that happening.
Yes, a gun instead of fireworks.
Except that the guy got shot in the groin.
Oh!
What sort of games do we play at this bachelor party where, I mean, hey, can we aim higher?
Yeah. Oh, that's not so good.
His friend was later arrested for being careless with a firearm. That's what he was charged with? Guy gets plugged in the man zone and he gets charged with carelessness?
Sorry, my bad. I wonder if the guy was just really tall. That's why.
Yeah, keep going with that. I thought this was an interesting story. Former President Obama, who doesn't really have a job right now, right? I mean, just sort of hanging out?
I guess when you're a former president, what do you do? Speaking engagements?
As a former resident of Chicago, he got called for jury duty. And so he strolled in Wednesday morning And he heard the words that every prospective juror wants to hear. You're dismissed. I think this was a huge mistake. You got the former president of the United States, the leader of the free world. You put him on the jury. What else does he have to do? Not only that, he's your foreman automatically. This guy led the free world.
Well, yeah, I think he could at least lead a jury.
I mean, can he not build consensus among 12 angry men? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, that would be an easy job for him, I would think.
And finally tonight, ABC claims the Darmstadt German police recently detained a 19-year-old who was hiding something in his pants. Residents called for help after the man and his friend got into a loud argument on a side street. When officers arrived, well, they noticed something was moving around in the man's pants.
That's where I would stop the investigation. I'd say, you're free to go.
Well, they took him to jail so he could sober up, and while he was there, they discovered that he was hiding not a one, not a two, but a 3-foot baby python in his pants. Police are now looking for the reptile's owner.
I don't think anybody's going to come forward and say, that's my python in his pants.
Furthermore.
He's going to fess up to that.
Furthermore, I've never been, but I imagine if you're going to jail, the last thing you want to hear when the cell door opens is some guy looking at you saying, hey, is that a baby python in your pants?
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.